Pete Ford, good morning to you.
Good morning. Well, this obsession with the Princess of Wales, Catherine, continues. It just, if you look at the trending topics, that means the things that people want to read about and talk about, she's still up there, and this supposed disappearance. I mean, she's not missing. We know exactly where she is. We know exactly what she's doing at home. She's recuperating from an illness. We don't know exactly what the illness is, and we may not have an entitlement to know, but people do seem to think you should be handing over your x-rays for everybody to inspect, and that's just not the way the royal family do it, and I don't think she's going to start it.
There's got to be some prospect of the on the question of what is ailing her. On the list is there would be mental health issues is a possibility.
You would think so. I mean, they had kind of caused a problem for themselves in saying it was an abdominal issue. So people then begin to say, oh, is it Crohn's disease? Or, you know, so the guessing game, I guess, is almost invited. But it may be multiple things. I mean, I said to you last week, I do think there is something we don't know. I don't think it's nearly as sinister as people want to make it out to be. But they're now saying there's a possibility she may go to church on Easter Sunday with the family. So that would be, with the time difference, that would be 2 weeks from now, exactly. If not, they're saying she will return to work on April 17. Now, of course, initially they'd said, you'll see her after Easter. So a lot of people had thought she'd be back on the horse Easter Monday or on the Tuesday. But, you know, April 17 is indeed after Easter. It's just, you know, the original definition wasn't quite as specific. So April 17. But look, people want to know, and hopefully it comes from a place of caring. But at the same time, we're not entitled to know. I know in this social media world, with the Kardashians of the world, all the reality stars, Instagram influencers, they love to share the intimate and sordid details of their life. But some people aren't like that.